We're going to be talking about communicating with each other when we are adverse parties. If you're like me, you may be thinking, gee, that's not me. I don't need this type of presentation. It's the other guy. Well, when I started doing research for the scenarios I would include in this presentation, to my surprise, I found examples of my own behavior. Now, I'm not going to tell you which ones, but think about it for a minute. Can you think about the last time you were having a very good day? Everything was just going along well, and you get with opposing counsel in a deposition or just trying to schedule a deposition. Can you all hear me okay? And suddenly, you're drawn into a loud and snarky argument about something. One minute, you're happy-go-lucky, and the next minute, you're wrestling like two pigs in the mud, and only one of you is having a good time. I started my career as a briefing attorney for the First Court of Appeals, and when I first started, we would get together all the other briefing attorneys when we were on a panel to decide how we were going to tell our judges to rule. And they would some of the people who I was working with, they were louder than me. They had sharper wits and tongues, and I found myself almost always on the losing end, I thought. A couple of times my judge pulled me aside and said, Vicki, I don't want you to forget these three things, and I'm telling you these things, because they circle back to our disciplinary and ethical rules. First, he said, don't let these people steal your manners, and make sure you know the law. And just because someone speaks louder than you, it doesn't mean they're right. Don't raise your voice. Make them disprove your argument when you're in front of the panel. It was good advice, and it goes along with the ethical rules and the disciplinary rules of procedural conduct that we're going to talk about today.